would you call them? Whiskey that was made...
Moonshine. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Do you remember people doing that around here?
Yeah.
How would they do that?
Now, you might put me in jail.
I'm not going to put you in jail.
You get your little can.
Uh-huh.
New one.
Mm-hmm.
Put the top on there. Just take this in. Put the top on it.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hole in there. In the lard can. Get your piece of pipe by long with you and I mean you or longer. Crook it on the end, stick it down in that hole. Put it through a trough out here, a wooden trough.
Mm-hmm.
Stick it down, take the clay, daub it around there so the steam won't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Fill that trough up, pull the water. Put a fire under there. Yeah, you put your buck in that can.
What's the buck?
Skimming. You make it out of corn. Let it sour. Corn and syrup. Let it sour. Put in that can. Don't put none of that corn in there. Just throw the buck off of the corn. Leave the corn in the barrel. The grits or whatever you got in the barrel. Leave that in there. Throw that. That can strain off grits.
Well, how do you get... Do you put water in the corn, or?
Yeah.
How do you get the corn syrup?
Sure.
Syrup.
The syrup.
Well, you pour the syrup in there, really. Make it sweet water. Just make it sweet water. You made sweet water, ain't you? You never made no sweet water out of syrup?
Uh-uh.
You like making sweet water.
Just like you're going to make, maybe a lemonade
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
You make it
sweet. Just like it's
been
a while. You need to get
sour. Yeah, about 8 or 9 days. See, it's wet. This fry be boiling all the time. About 5 or 6, 7 days.
Uh-huh.
About like this, about 5 days. It'll quit wet. And that'll be the buck.
Mm-hmm.
You get the bucket and go down and dip that out and put it in this can.
Mm-hmm.
Put in that can and put that lid on there and put it on some bricks. Just like this thing here. Put your fire on it. And that pipe in that can.
Uh-huh.
And the trough out there, that pipe through that trough running out here.
Uh-huh.
Put the fire on there, and that's why she go to boiling. She go to boiling, that thing go to steaming, your whiskey running down yon. That thing go to steaming, your whiskey running down yon. Clear as the glaze.
Huh.
Made a minute, girl.
The whiskey runs into the trough? Or
no, it come through the pipe. Come out the can through the pipe.
Uh-huh.
But you got to put it... Put that pot in a trough and put water on it to keep it cool. Because see when that steam come out, that pipe gets hot as fire. Because see that steam coming through that pipe down there making your whiskey off of that book in that bag.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And you call that moonshine?
Mm-hmm.
Any other name?
No, really, just moonshine.
Uh-huh. What about some for beer?
I don't know about how you make that beer.
Uh-huh. Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You might say just...
Smells good.
Okay. And, you say this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
The pure maple syrup.
Or this is gin... This is genuine
syrup.
And, when... Something you might spread on toast or biscuits in the morning would be.
Butter.
Or
jam or something like that.
Or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like jam would be. Jam.
Mayonnaise. Anything like that.
What sort of thing might you make out of them?
Jelly.
Okay. And something you might have on the table to season the food with would be.
Pepper salt.
Okay. And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say...
Can I have an apple?
Okay.
Oh, give me an apple.
And, say, if you don't have any money at all, then you say you're...
Poor.
Or you're not rich, you're...
I ain't got no money. I'm poor.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
Orchard.